What's happening? Scourge demanded, as Revan collapsed on the floor.
I don't know,
Mitra said, her hands fumbling to check Revan's pulse as he lay motionless on the ground. His eyes were closed, but the lids were fluttering madly. Otherwise, he was completely still. From the stairs, T3 let out a piercing wail, several octaves higher than the incessant alarms.
Someone's coming,
Mitra said. Scourge turned to the guard still sitting on the floor.
Ready your blasters, you fools,
he shouted. As they scrambled to their feet, T3 let out what could only be described as a shriek of terror. An instant later, the little astromech came tumbling down the stairs and bounced across the floor as if he'd been shot from a cannon. He landed in the corner on his back, his wheels still spinning.
Get Revan out of the way,
Scourge said to Mitra. As she dragged the Jedi's unconscious body into the nearby cell, one of the guards drew his weapon, while the other rushed over and picked his discarded blaster up from where Revan had kicked it aside. Scourge nodded at the guards. In response to his silent command, they crept to the foot of the stairs and peered up toward the door above. A burst of purple lightning arced down the steps, catching both men in the chest. They barely had time to scream before they were turned into charred and smoking husks. Scourge took a step back, knowing exactly who had been responsible for unleashing the fury of the dark side against the hapless guards. Nyriss made her way slowly down the stairs, the outspread fingers of her left hand still crackling with electricity. In her right hand, she held her lightsaber, the blade humming softly. By the time she reached the bottom, Mitra had emerged from the nearby cell. She ignited her lightsaber and came to stand beside Scourge.
What's this?
Nyriss asked, her voice mocking.
Another Jedi?
When neither of them answered, she turned her head to the side and laughed bitterly.
The Imperial Guard will make sure I never leave my stronghold alive,
she told them.
But neither will any of you.
She raised her free hand above her head and fired off another burst of lightning. Both Scourge and Mitra threw themselves clear of the deadly electrical bolt, but in doing so, they gave Nyriss the early advantage. Before they could recover, she leapt at them. Despite her withered appearance, she moved with all the speed and ferocity of a dark side warrior in her prime. She landed right between her two adversaries, her blade flashing back and forth in a series of slashes and cuts that immediately threw her two opponents on the defensive. Scourge barely managed to parry the first wave of her assault, unable to even think about countering with an attack of his own. Another quick thrust forced him off balance, and he staggered backward. Nyriss seized on the opportunity to focus all her efforts on breaking through Mitra's defenses. The Jedi was clearly overmatched. Though she managed to hold her ground, she was forced down to one knee. In the awkward position, her right flank was exposed, and Nyriss brought her blade in to deliver a crippling cut. At the same time, Scourge lashed out with the force, catching Nyriss flush in the center of her chest. An ordinary foe would have been thrown clear across the room, but Nyriss instinctively threw up a force barrier to protect herself, absorbing and redirecting the brunt of the impact. Even so, Scourge's attack knocked her off balance just enough to send her lightsaber wide off the mark, giving Mitra the opportunity she needed to scramble away to safety. Scourge rushed forward, hoping to drive Nyriss back into a corner, but she met his charge with an invisible wave of rippling energy. It picked Scourge up and tossed him head over heels, sending him crashing to the wall. Dazed, he looked up just in time to see another bolt of violet lightning catch Mitra in the chest. Like Nyriss, she threw up a barrier to save herself from the worst of it, but she was still knocked from her feet.